Okay, last week someone asked me, how do you stay organized in law school? I am going to show you guys how I do that and what my system is. That said, obviously do whatever works best for you. I've tried a written planner. I've tried a lot of other ways. This is just what works best for me. So with that, let's get into it. I am very, very pro Google Calendar. I don't know where that comes from or why, but I have just found it is the easiest way to keep track of my assignments, of what's upcoming, my appointments. Like everything can live in one place. And I want to show you why I do it that way, why I use Google Calendar, and how I color code things. So at the top of every semester, I go in and I put in every single class I have. This is just a snapshot from April, so you could see what was going on towards the end of the semester as an example. All of my classes are going to be in this purplish color so that it looks like there's a lot going on, but once you have a system that works for you, everything makes sense on this like snapshot, even when it looks like things are overlapping. So if I see this color, I know it's class related. So like I have copyright law, con law, local government, race, gender, and sexual orientation. I can see my whole class schedule of what's going on. So if I see this color, I know it's a class coming up. Then anything that is in this blue, and again, you can make up your own color code, but anything that's in this blue is something that's happening, but it's not urgent. So it's something that's happening that I need to be aware of. It could be a meeting that's optional. It could be something that's on my to-do list that I need to do, like outlining is here. There was a retreat coming up. So if it's something that I need to know about or have an awareness of, but it's not pressing or urgent, or perhaps it could be also be optional. Any combination of that, it's a lower priority item. It goes into this color. I put it in just kind of the standard blue that you get when you create an event on Google Calendar. If it's something urgent, like something that cannot be missed or something that I need to be reminded about, it goes in red. And immediately, if I look at my calendar for the morning and I see anything that week in red, or I see anything on that day in red, I'm immediately like, okay, what is that? Okay, what is that? What is that? What is that? Like things that cannot be missed. Things that are neutral go in this color blue. Things that are just kind of standing things will put in that lavender color. Things that are urgent go in red. Things that are important but not urgent will go in yellow or orange. If it's an assignment that's coming up due, it goes in orange. If it is something that's important but not necessarily critical or urgent, it will go in yellow. So things like a student org meeting that I need to run, or something else might go in yellow as an example. It's not critical for class, but it is important. It'll get a yellow or an orange. And I'll show you an example of what a really insane week in terms of classes, projects, assignments, student org stuff will look like for me. I'll show you that. Hold on. Okay, so this would be an example of what I was talking about. We're still at the end of the semester, kind of, or close to the end of the semester here. So even this is less busy than like if I kept going back, you would see more stuff going on. But this is just another just quick example. So you see I have my classes kind of in that standing lavender color. I have things that are important but not or important but not related to class are in or not related to school directly are in orange here. Things that are important that are related to school but not necessarily related to class are in yellow. So this is things like my student org for the boards that I'm on. So Prep ILS newsletter. I'm the president of the International Law Society. So I put that reminder for that to go out. And so that means like I need to do that. And then let's say it's Sunday night, I've sent that out. Then I'm looking at my calendar, for the day ahead that night, and I'm looking and I see yellow here. okay. And then I'm looking at that and I'm like, oh, okay, we have the ACS, which is the American Constitution Society, board meeting. I'm the president of, that org as well. So I need to, that just lets me know I need to create the agenda for this board meeting that night. So that would be like a yellow item, anything that's related to school or school related, and it's important, but it's not urgent in the form of something urgent related to school. That's how I would code that. And again, orange is really important stuff. It's just not related necessarily to class, like a class assignment or something like that. So the stuff in red is urgent, important. So it's going to be things like assignments that are due, urgent stuff like registration deadlines, advising, advisor, like meetings with my advisor, those types of deadlines are going to go in red. They're important. They cannot be missed. So like final course registration, that's in red, that's urgent. Advising meeting with my advisor, that's in red, that's urgent, that cannot be missed. So anything red is going to tell me, hey, this is super, super important. Don't miss it. Anything in orange is saying, hey, this is really, really important. It's just not related to class. And anything in yellow is saying, hey, this is really, really important. It's just not related specifically to classes. Also, again, the stuff that's in light blue is it's important. It's just kind of neutral. Like everything on the calendar we can assume is important. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on there. But if it's going in this kind of standard blue that you get when you create an event, it's just things that I need to keep an awareness of, but they're not necessarily coming up due. It's not urgent. It's not, there's no immediate urgency around it. So let's say, for example, I have a constitutional law assignment coming up due in the next week or two. A week or two from, you know, this date, it'll go in as red. Whenever the actual due date is, it will be red. But here you can see finishing up con law assignment. It's in blue. That's telling me it's something that I need to be aware of. It's coming up soon. It's just not due this week. And so I'm blocking it in time in a slot where I think I'll have time to work on it. That's what's happening there. And so there are other places where I did that. I'll block it where I think I'll have time to fit it in either between classes, like con law assignment, work on it here. And so that's kind of how I, and here, like, class registration was coming up. I knew that I needed to finalize it by this date, that needs to be done by this date. So I'll block it in this kind of window to do this, a little bit before class. And if I don't finish it, I'll know to do it after class. So the blue stuff is things that need to be done or things I need to have an awareness about. They're just not due that day or that week. But again, this is my system and it works well for me, especially when there are things in law school that will overlap. And this is towards, again, this is towards the end of the semester, but during the actual like busiest parts of the semester, like if I kept going back into the calendar, this will be blocked out for like con law reading, like, and it'll just be blue, and it'll be a chunk of blue, like hours of time blocked out, and it'll be much more detailed than this. But this is again towards the end of the semester when things are a little bit calmer. I have also a fridge calendar, like a large calendar on the fridge where I keep personal stuff, so like friends' birthdays, friends having weddings, things like that will go on my refrigerator calendar. But anything that's important or school related, I try to keep on my Google Calendar, and I just prefer it this way. That way I can, when I open up my laptop, I can see it really easily. If I'm out and about, I can see it on my phone. I have this on my phone as well. If you do prefer a paper kind of planner, which I'm not opposed to, I do like a paper planner. I like writing things down. I have just found that even when I have one and I keep one, there are times where I just don't have my paper planner on me, or I'm out running errands or wherever I'm, whatever I'm doing, it's just not always with you. And sometimes that is less than ideal. So I like having it in this format and on my phone. In terms of my calendar for staying organized for school, I've also seen some students who will take their syllabi at the top of the semester from all the different classes, and they'll go through and they'll actually create like a an Excel document with all of the assignments mapped out for the semester. And they'll do it by week and they'll drop into that each week and check what's coming up due. I don't prefer to do it that way, but that is also an option if you like to kind of see that same information in a different way or see your assignments kind of formatted in a different way. Do what works best for you. But my recommendation would be to do Google Calendar, or if your school is doing Outlook, whatever email account your school email is set up on, build your calendar out in there and put it on your phone, and then create a really good color coding system that works for you so that you understand what's coming up, what's urgent. You can set reminders for it, etc. If there's anything else you guys want to see, I know this is a long video, but hopefully it's helpful seeing it really mapped out and talking through it. If there's anything else you want to see, just let me know.